Sometimes we don't realize just how far one little act of kindness can actually go. There is an incredible story about Harav Naftali Rif. Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Rif was named after his grandfather, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, known as the Netziv. Rav Naftali Rif actually was a rabbi in Camden, New Jersey, during the 50s and 60s, and brought that tremendous, incredible spirit of Europe to America. So there's an incredible story that happened at the dinner honoring him when he retired. They rented out a hall in Camden, New Jersey, in order to have the dinner where they'll honor Rabbi Rif, and they were trying to figure out what they could get him as a reward after all the years of service he was so loved by his community. So they decided they'd make a life-size portrait of him. They hired a painter, and the artist made this beautiful life-size portrait, and they brought it the day of the dinner to the hotel. So when they got to the hotel, they were trying to bring it, and they realized the life-size portrait was so big it didn't fit through the front door. So the front desk called a security guard in the hotel to come to open the side door where they brought the shipments in. So when the security guard came down, he unlocks the door, he opens it, and as they're bringing the painting in, he looks at the man in the painting and says, "Stop, wait a second, I know that man." So he said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "Let me tell you a story. When I worked 20 years ago for the Camden Police Department, I was patrolling one night. And when I was patrolling, I saw this man dressed in a long black coat. And he was walking very suspiciously, had this big beard. And when I started following him, and I saw he was looking at houses, pausing and then keeping on walking. And then finally he got to one house. He looked at it, and then he looked to the sides, and he ran up to the house. He opens the mail slot, he puts something in and starts running away. So I hit the lights because I figured he must be some kind of thief. And I chased him, and I jumped out of my car and I got him. And I said to this guy, 'What are you doing?' So he says to me, 'No, you don't understand. I'm not doing anything wrong.' And he says, 'You're a thief. You're trying to steal from people.' He says, 'No. He says, 'You have to explain to me what's going on.' So this man in the beard says to me that he's the rabbi of the community, and there are people in his community who don't have enough money to be able to survive. And he's going house to house bringing money. And so that they shouldn't feel embarrassed, he sticks it in the mail slot at night so no one will see, and they don't know who's giving it to them." So when this guy said this to me, I thought he was crazy. I thought he must be, this is the craziest story, the worst excuse I ever heard. So I brought him to the police department. When I got to the police department, the sergeant says to me, "This is the rabbi, this is Rabbi Rif." Everyone knew him. So this man, the security guard, turns to the people bringing in the painting, and he says to them, "This man that you're honoring tonight, he is the greatest person I have ever met in my life." So when the night of the dinner actually came and the president got up to speak, he said, "You know, I had a whole speech prepared, but let me tell you something that happened this afternoon. Rabbi Rif was great to us in many ways, but his real greatness was in ways we don't even know about. You know, when we do one little act of kindness, it can do something unbelievable. It's what makes us Jews. And that's why at the beginning of this Seder, at the beginning of Magid, when before we tell the entire story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we begin by first reciting the following line: Kol dichven yesi v'yechol, kol ditzrich yesi v'yifsach. Anybody that needs a Seder, that needs somewhere to eat tonight, come in, come join us. And it happens to be that the Rishonim say that in the days of Pesach, in the times of the Haggadah, they actually used to say this outside into the street, and people who didn't have a Seder would actually just come in. So Rabbi Soloveitchik wants to know, how come we begin the story of Pesach with this invitation? Why would this be a part of the Magid? Why wouldn't we just say this at the beginning of the whole Seder, just as an announcement? Why is it sanctified and encoded within the actual telling over the story of Pesach? Rav Soloveitchik explains that the real freedom in Judaism, the real way a person experiences personal freedom and national freedom, is not by doing what they want and getting what they want and doing anything that their heart desires. Freedom means the freedom to help another person. Freedom means the ability to perform chesed with a fellow Jew, to do for them what others are not able to do for them, to do for them what they are not able to do for themselves. So Rabbi Soloveitchik says, before recounting the story of our freedom, of what makes us an Am that it has chesed, Geirus, a nation that is totally free, we perform a simple act of kindness. The kind of act of kindness that Rabbi Rif did. Doing something for a stranger, affecting people that we may not even know, realize we're affecting them. And that's what it truly means to celebrate Pesach. So Rabbi Soloveitchik explains that this is why Kol Dichven Yesi V'Yechol is an intricate and important part, an integral part of Magid. We can only tell over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim and freedom if we ourselves perform the greatest act of freedom, doing chesed for another Jew.